John Agnew from the Bryan Police Department. Hopefully things haven't been as hairy today with the weather the way it turned out.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, Bill. I mean, I remember back in, was it the end of January or February with those winds and storms, and it wasn't as bad as it could be. We had some intersections with the traffic lights kind of flashing and shut down, but outside of that, it wasn't too bad. We fared pretty well. Rain was good.
Very good. 2 to 3, 2.5 to 3.5 inches, according to the Weather Service.
Very good, very good.
So you're up here today for?
Well, you know, Bill, every once in a while, criminals catch a break. And I'll tell you where they've figured it out is when it comes to scams, especially international, we have to deal with scams every once in a while with, as a local police department and as a nation. And I got a phone call the other day. And when we get phone calls like this or when people inform us about it, we like to share it with the community so they kind of have an idea what's out there. And we see something new every other month, Bill. This one here most recently involves receiving a phone call from someone reporting to be Microsoft and saying, you know, well, your computer is probably running slow. And how often do we think we just had a computer issue here, do we not? And computers run slow. So someone's like, oh, yeah, you can help me with my computer. They say they're Microsoft. They want to get access to your computer, which they can do through remote access. If you grant this remote access, they can get into your computer, get your personal information out of there, also offer you a service or fee to prevent these viruses from happening again, when really there's nothing wrong with your computer. They're just scamming you for information. So I looked it up on the website, and this is an ongoing problem on this scam since 2008. And, you know, Microsoft even gave a statement on it saying, we don't approach customers for service, you know, for something like that. You should initiate contact with Microsoft when it comes to some type of repair or service. They don't go out and fish for you know, for stuff like that. So, you know, other things that we run into every once in a while are, what do you do about it, Bill? How do you handle it? It's hard to enforce. They're usually from over in another country using a local number in the United States to appear like they are a legitimate business. Things you can do is to protect yourself is really be informed, because locally it's hard for me to enforce something over in a third world country or somewhere else that's trying to get a hold of your access. First thing you do is never send money to someone you don't know. Don't respond to these what we call phishing emails. It might be scams can be anything from a phone call to a phishing email where they're just looking for, they'll send out 100 emails and hope they get two suckers to respond. It might be a door-to-door salesman, things like that. Well, what you don't ever want to do is take a check from them, cash it, and then send them back only a third of that check. Because what it is the check's going to be no good, and you're going to be out that $200-$300 out of the $2,000 or whatever it is. And that's how those scams are working well. Another thing to do is pay attention to your bills that are coming every month. You need to look at those. You need to do a credit check once a year to look to make sure that no one's draining money out of your accounts. And most of this information I'm getting from is from the Federal Trade Commission, because they're reporting billions of dollars of losses to citizens each year from scams. Another place I went to online was scambusters.org, and there they list all the scams that are going on. If you don't see a scam on there, or you can report it to them, they'll add it to their scam list. And there's just a bunch of other ways to report stuff like that. Door-to-door salesman, you want to contact your local police department. There's one in here when it has to do with hacking. Identity theft, you can also contact your local FBI. If it's someone's reporting to be a charitable organization, contact the Better Business Bureau or contact that charitable organization directly to make sure your money's going to the right place. Because what happens when we have a major event, a flood, tornadoes, you see a lot of people pop up going, hey, donate to these people here, and they're not legitimate businesses.
Always good advice, and unfortunately, the victims keep happening, so it's good to have the occasional reminder.
Yeah, I mean, Bill, common sense goes a long way. If it's too good to be true, it's more than likely too good, and it's not going to pan out. FTC.gov is another good place, FTC.gov. federaltradecommission.gov to get more information on it. They have videos there and other information as well.
Very good. Thanks for the update.
A week from this Thursday, we'll be doing Chamber Day with the Chamber of Commerce. You might hear Royce Hickman in here talking about that. So we'll be out and about knocking on doors of businesses and telling them thank you for the business in our community. You are what make us thrive. So I'll be there as well on Thursday.